Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I see a fair amount of Suze News audio in the folder today.
Yes.
Can you confirm that we'll need that?
Confirmed.
All right, good enough. We'll look forward to that on Monday edition of Suze News. Right now, our friend Scott Jennings, 97.1 Talk political insider. You hear his show every evening at 8 p.m. right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Jennings, welcome back. How are you?
Well, I'm great, Mark. Just ready to deliver common sense to the American people tonight on this very radio station. Excited to do it.
Yeah, you might as well just go ahead and plug. Who'd you have on today? By the way, I'm in the habit of kind of stealing some of your guests. I hope you don't mind.
Well, I have been sending you invoices as commissions for that, and you
yes.
haven't been paying them. So I don't mind at all. Tonight we have the whip of the U.S. House Republican Conference, Tom Emmer of Minnesota. And we also have an interesting report from a girl named Jessica Costescu. She's with the Washington Free Beacon. And the story that she has broken is really critical. Basically, fentanyl coming across the border has plummeted, and it's because of the Trump crackdown on the border and on the cartels. And she's got a great report.
Yeah, she's one I'm actually going to steal, mainly because she's been a regular on the show. And I did see you tweet that out, and she's an awesome guest. So that is cool. So you had your options because you live in Louisville, you're in New York, you're in D.C., all these things. Did you have to MC or attend a particular I Hate America rally this weekend? Because you kind of had your choice, didn't you?
Yeah, I was everywhere and could have gone to any of them. What I chose to do was go to Orange County, California, and hang out with a bunch of dedicated Scott Jennings Show listeners. Well, we have a big station out there in L.A. that carries the show, and several hundred people came out to hear a speech and hang out with me for the afternoon. So that was pretty fun. And so I went to a I Love America rally instead of a I Hate America rally.
Well, we're going to have one of those here in St. Louis, and I'll touch on that here in just a couple of minutes. But, I mean, I'll be honest with you, Jennings. So, I watched football yesterday, and then I saw a little bit today. Did that thing even have an impact? Is anyone, outside of the people who truly do hate America, what the hell was that worth, right?
Nothing. I mean, look, I think these people have replaced religion in their lives with this. I mean, they were passing out hymn sheets. I mean, it's everything that a religion would give you without, you know, the faith in a God. I guess the God is politics. I mean, it's pretty pathetic, actually. And then you look at some of the sponsors of it, you know, the Communist Party of the United States is a sponsor. And then you listen to some of the clips of people who were there calling for violence and murder against Republicans. I mean, it truly was a hateful gathering. That doesn't mean everybody there is hateful, but boy, a lot of people certainly were. And that hate and that desire for violence is just always bubbling right below the surface. It's pretty bad.
Isn't it ironic that they have that, you know, obviously, and we could talk about the shutdown here, but let's face it. And I know that this ceasefire, and I've been covering Middle East peace for decades, right, is fragile. But to think what Trump has achieved and keeps achieving on not only the international stage, but on the economic stage here in this country, it really is kind of amazing. And they keep going at him with the no king stuff. That's seemingly the only thing in their arsenal right now.
You know, I've been trying to figure out, Mark, exactly what it is they're mad about. And what it boils down to for most of them is that Donald Trump is enforcing existing federal law. They're mad about ICE. They're mad about immigration enforcement. That's a lot of it. We've not passed any new laws. These are existing federal immigration laws. Biden would not enforce them. Trump is enforcing them. And that's what they're saying he's a king over. Now, he takes an oath to uphold and enforce the law, execute the laws of the land. They want to go back to a president who doesn't enforce the law. Trump is simply enforcing the law. That's all that I can figure this is about. But that's what they want. They want no immigration enforcement. They want the country to be overrun by illegal aliens. And it's kind of crazy.
All right. So where are we, do you think, in the shutdown? I thought maybe this would be a little short term. Now it looks like we may set a record. I heard somebody predict that. Brian Kilmeade on Friday, and he said that he was here maybe even around Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving. What's your gut check on this? And, you know, how does it come to an end? Because the Democrats don't appear to have any leverage, at least any leverage that's working right now.
No. In fact, the public polling shows Trump has actually gotten a little more popular during the shutdown. That's number one. Number two, there's a story in the Hill newspaper today where a Democratic senator is anonymously quoted as saying, oh, we have plenty of votes to end the shutdown, but none of us wants to face the guillotine. Those are his words.
Yeah.
Of our base. I mean, they live in fear of a radicalized base that wants the government to be shut down because Donald Trump is the president of the government. And what's crazy is they're actually empowering Trump to cut the government. They're empowering him to cut employees, to cut government programs, to cut these grants that they love. So you've got a radicalized base shutting down the government, giving Donald Trump even more power. They don't know what they're doing to themselves. And all the while, he's getting more popular.
Scott Jennings back with us. You'll hear his radio show on 97.1 FM Talk tonight at 8 p.m. Help me with this. And I talked about this on my roundtable, Jennings, on Friday, with the Jay Jones situation in Virginia. I feel very confused by that whole deal. Why in the world won't Democrats try to distance themselves and call for him to get out of the race? Now, my friend Jeff Smith, who was here, you might even know Jeff, former state senator, he said it's because they can't pull his name off the ballot. So they're kind of stuck with him off the ballot. If this was a situation where they can pull him off, things would be different. Your thoughts on that? Because it's stunning to me that people are sticking with him. It really is, given the circumstances.
Well, I think that's sort of the most ridiculous argument I've heard. If a Republican, if the shoes were on the other feet, what would be going on here?
Yes.
And the truth is, I think it's the same situation we've got going on with the shutdown. Democrat politicians live in fear of a radicalized base, many of whom agree with what Jones said. I mean, look at what they were saying at the No Kings rallies. You know, there's a lady on tape today. I want to wake up and see Donald Trump's obituary. I want to murder Stephen Miller. They don't really have any fundamental problem with Jones. In fact, his campaign issued a press release the other day touting that he'd raised $500,000 after his debate the other night. So basically, a Democrat says, I want to murder Republicans, and Democratic donors say, take all my money. I mean, if that's what the donors are doing, you know what the base is doing. These Democrats do not have the guts or the courage or the spine to walk away from this violent, ridiculous person. And it's all because they live in fear of this radical base, period. End of story.
On the John Bolton indictment, obviously the case being made, I'm sure it's been made on your panels on CNN, is that Trump is, this is retribution, that he's weaponizing government the same way that Joe Biden did, although they never really admitted that Joe Biden, you know, weaponized government, did they?
No, they didn't. Of course, it wasn't just Joe Biden. It was Democrats across the board. It was Joe Biden. It was Tish James. It was Alvin Bragg. I mean, you had a number of Democrats weaponizing the justice system. Now, in the case of Bolton, his investigation has been going on for years. It started under the Biden administration. And if you look at the indictment and you look at the evidence, it's pretty bad. And most lawyers and national security people that I have been on TV with have said he ought to have known better. The evidence is damning and he's in huge trouble. So I really don't think you can lay this one at the feet of Trump. Just simply being a Trump opponent does not make you immune from needing to follow the law. And by the way, John Bolton's been around a long time. He knows well what the laws around this are, and it looks to me like it was either arrogance or sloppiness or both, but he's in big trouble.
We are now just to a matter of days before a revolution of common sense, how Donald Trump stormed Washington and fought for Western civilization, is released as a perfect Christmas and holiday gift for all our listeners and your fans this holiday season, Jennings.
You got it. November the 18th. Order it today. Go on Amazon. Type in A Revolution of Common Sense. Scott Jennings, Donald Trump, you'll see his face on the cover. It's a great picture. And on the back of it, you'll see a picture of Trump and me on Air Force One. It's going to be a great book. The president's excited about it. I'm excited about it. We're under a month away. And, yep, put it under the Christmas tree or whip it out to that relative that hates Trump at Thanksgiving. You order it today. Bring that to the Thanksgiving table and plop that guy out on the table right next to the mashed potatoes and see what happens.
I love it. By the way, these pre-orders, I would talk about Selena Zito with this because the pre-orders are pretty important, right, to have those. That kind of gives you some hoomph kind of moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah, pre-orders are important, and you know, you want to make the bestseller list, and pre-orders help with that. So, look, I don't control all the metrics, but I am in control of my own enthusiasm, which could not be any higher than it is right now. And I've got the first copy of it in my hands, and I'm so excited. I get a book with your name on it and picture of the president on it. It's pretty cool. And I'm looking forward. I'll be out on the road, as you mentioned. We're coming to St. Louis.
Yeah, we're trying to finalize some.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Plans for Scott to come to St. Louis likely in December. And then, by the way, the follow-up book is A Revolution of Common Sense, How Chaim Bloom Changed the Cardinals and Got Them Winning Again. That's maybe in 2035, 10 years from now. We'll have to see. All right, Jennings, we'll hear you on the radio tonight. Have a great week. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Reardon. See you, brother.
You hear his show every night at 8 p.m. right here on 97.1 FM Talk. A lot of energy from Jennings.
Yeah,
well, he's done. You know, he does the show basically a couple hours ago. Then he has some time off before he does TV. And, you know, they've been doing a lot of good stuff. I was kind of joking about stealing some of his guests. But believe me, I've been keeping an eye on who he has been sitting down with on the radio show. My point is, though, he does the live radio show. We roll it back at 8 p.m. It's only a one-hour show at this point. You know, there's some questions moving forward. I don't think any of these are going to be answered very quickly. But, you know, Charlie Kirk's on Salem Network as well with Hugh Hewitt. So will they perhaps extend Jennings' show? Will he go to 2 hours? Will there be, you know, some other things that have been happening? I don't know. I mean, personally, just knowing what Scott has on his plate right now, I don't know how he can do any more
seriously
work. He still has Run Switch PR, which is his company in Kentucky, which, you know, I'm more than certain he's got people managing all of that. But, you know, they run campaigns and they do strategic PR for political candidates in Kentucky. Then he's got the CNN deal and he's got the radio show and the book tour and all of that. So a lot going on at one time. Now, I mentioned we are keeping my fingers crossed, too, because resources are so tough. And then he's got limited travel dates. We got a couple of days that we're working on, hopefully mid-December, like right around the 13th of December. We're just trying to lock down a venue. And then there's a requirement to buy, you know, a couple hundred books and then
right.
We get people. So hopefully I'm keeping my fingers crossed because this is a market we don't want to skip, that's for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.